Washington Post, mean tweets now good. From Biden. By Joel B. Polak on August 26, 2022. The Washington Post published a glowing profile on Friday of the official White House account, suggesting that mean tweets, once a key point of criticism against President Donald Trump, are now great. The Post noted approvingly that the normally boring White House official Twitter feed decided to hit back against critics of Biden's massive student loan bailout by attacking those who had obtained Paycheck Protection Program (PPP) loans during the pandemic, and whose loans had been forgiven. The Post noted that these tweets had since gone viral. The White House tweets have succeeded in changing the conversation, and they did not go unnoticed. Democrats responded with enthusiasm, with nearly 200,000 people retweeting the thread and more than 700,000 liking it as of Friday afternoon, making it one of the White House's highest engagement tweets ever. The White House account gained more than 49,000 followers Thursday and more than 71,000 on Friday, far more than the couple thousand it generally gains per day, according to data from Social Blade. You don't have to agree with student loan forgiveness to agree this is a pretty impressive response from the White House, wrote Miles Taylor, a former Trump official who has since left the Republican Party. I'm so here for these at White House tweets, wrote Monica Lewinsky. The Post, like the rest of the establishment media, not only attacked Trump's tweets, but tried to hold other Republicans accountable for them. In 2021, the Post applauded Twitter's decision to ban Trump from the platform. The PPP loans were meant to protect employees, not business owners, and were intended from the outset to be forgiven. Democrats, as well as Republicans, voted to approve the program. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.